time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
People give too much credit to Lucifer. He had a charge here, and he was a worship leader. He was created perfect in beauty. He was maxed out in the beauty that God wanted him to have. He was perfect in wisdom. He was maxed out in the wisdom that God wanted him to have as a created being. All the stones were his covering. Now, I want you to see something here. Stones reflect light. You put a stone in darkness, there's no light. There's no reflection. There's no beauty. So the stones that he had were just to reflect God's glory. Amen. They weren't his beauty, they were God's beauty. Amen. And the stones, as the light shone upon the stones, it was to reflect the glory of God. Also, if you read in Ezekiel 28, and I'm just giving you a quick, this is a nutshell, a quick overview of this, but music came out of him. He had pipes and strings. Now, I know you're trying to get a picture of a robot or something, you know, but no, this is how God made him. But you have to understand something. Here he is in the earth, a third of the angels in the earth. It wasn't that he was a musician. It was when the wind of God began to blow, that it would blow through the pipes. And because he was the leader of worship, the angels would begin to worship. But it wasn't of himself. It was the wind of God that was blowing. Amen. And it would cause the angels to worship. Now, his job was to bring that worship to the throne. Amen. But being who he was and having the place that he had and the charge over this third of angels, one day he got lifted up in himself. Sin was conceived in him. And he said, we read that in Isaiah 14, all the eyes, the five eyes. He ultimately said, I will be like the Most High. It was no longer about God receiving the worship. He wanted the worship. And he deceived a third of the angels. Now understand this about angels. They were given the power of choice. They can think, but they were given the power of choice to make one choice. Unlike man, you've made a lot of choices, some good, some bad. They were given the power of choice to make one choice. The third of the angels made the choice to follow Lucifer. Done deal. They can't make another choice. The other two-thirds chose to follow the Lord, to worship God. Done deal. Can't make another choice. They're not like man. Those that follow Lucifer, they can't make another choice. There's no repentance. They're set on the course of destiny. You have to understand about angels. Angels are set on purpose. Angels aren't like humans. An angel can't come and be joking with you. Amen. Angels that are present, they can't be joking with you and, you know, kind of chilling and doing stuff. And, you know, they're supposed to be watching you, but they over here, you know, looking in a store window or, you know, thinking about or listening on somebody else's conversation. No, they are beings of purpose. They are set on purpose and they follow purpose. Thank God angels don't fall asleep on you. They're supposed to be protecting you and they over there sleep. Whoa, wait a minute. Do you understand? I'm painting you a picture because they are set on purpose. Now, when Lucifer, when they fell under sin, you have to understand something. They fell under the law of sin. They can do nothing righteous. They can do nothing good. Take an example. You probably have friends that you grew up with that you may know. And maybe this is not a real good example, but I'm going to use it anyway. You might have grown up with someone and, you know, you spend a lot of your time with the Lord and in church. And, you know, how many know the Word of God and the Spirit will keep you kind of youthful? Where you had a friend, maybe they get saved, maybe not, but they've been on drugs all their life and, you know, doing all kind of things. And when you see them, they look a lot older than they really are. See, that's what sin did to them. Come on, I said, that's what sin did to them. Now, can you imagine spirit beings that cannot repent, that cannot make any choices other than that of evil? Can you imagine down through the years what sin has done to them? That's why when people have seen these spirits, I've seen them, how diabolical, how distorted, how ugly, how horrifying they look because of what sin has done to them. It has reduced them. And you know what? It's still reducing them. This is what you have to understand. We are not being reduced. Hello? I don't know about you, but I'm not being reduced. My path is getting brighter and brighter. I'm getting stronger and stronger. My spirit is drawing closer and closer to God. Hello, that's our destiny. That's who we are. There's an incorruptible seed. Tell somebody there's something in you that cannot die. You may pass from this life, but you enter into eternal life. From life to life. You know, our assignment is not death. You know, you may pass from out of this body, but your spirit will live on in the presence of God eternally. Amen? Okay, let's get back to this. Now, just give me a little overview because we're going to get, like I said, into detail on these things. There's a reason why devils want to get in people's bodies. There's something about your body. They are limited in their own bodies. But if they get into your body, because God didn't limit you. So once they sinned, the world, the earth was thrown into chaos. And so as God began to recreate the earth, notice all through the first chapter of Genesis, it says, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God said, and he saw that it was good. And if you notice something, the seed was already in the earth, and it was a restoration. Now, what God has done, and you have to understand this, what God has done, the Holy Spirit was brooding over the darkness, but nothing happened until a word was spoken. I was telling our leadership this morning, there's a grace that's available to you to work. But it's only available to you until you get to work. It's available, but if you ain't working, it'll always be available. But it's when you start working that the grace starts to work. To do above and beyond what you could ordinarily do. Faith without works is dead. Okay, so God sent the Holy Spirit to arrest the darkness. And as he spoke, the Holy Spirit, he said, let there be light, and light was. Let this clear up, and that cleared up. Let there be a sun and a moon, and that cleared up. All these things were restored because the Holy Spirit came to arrest darkness. Do you know the Holy Spirit is here today? He's inside of you. Come on, tell somebody he's inside of you. And he's here to arrest darkness. Somebody say, darkness, you're under arrest. You're not going to prevail over me. You're not going to reign over me. You'll have no dominion in my life. Sin is not going to have dominion in your life. Amen. Sickness is not going to rule your life. Amen. Lack is not going to be a part of your life. Amen. You're not going to be limited, amen, by darkness. We are children of light. And as long as we walk in the light, we have fellowship with him. You see, when God restored all of this and the Holy Spirit brought or he arrested the darkness, Now Lucifer's place was no longer in the earth realm. He had to go into the second heaven because the Holy Spirit arrested it. You know, darkness cannot comprehend light. Whenever there's light, there's no darkness. Guess what? Darkness hides under these chairs. See, the light is on. Look under your chair. You see a little shadow. See, darkness is hiding. Wherever light is, darkness hides. You can't turn on the darkness. But the moment you turn on the light, darkness flees. Think about it a moment. The moment you turn on a light, darkness flees. It doesn't hang around. The moment light turns on, darkness is gone. Turn the lights out, darkness. No light, darkness. So you can't put your light under a bushel. You got to let it shine. Wherever you go, be a bold witness. Amen. Testify. Share of the goodness of the Lord with your words and displace the darkness. Okay, so the Holy Spirit arrested the darkness. Now, then he said, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion in the earth. Now, again, I'm just skimming over this for the sake of time. I want to just get you an overview of this whole thing, because again, when we dissect it, you're going to see an awful lot more. I can't get into it all. We can get stuck on one of these points and stay there for a long time. But when God spoke these things and when he created man, first of all, he created the angels out of nothing. In other words, there was no material that he created them out of. He spoke them into being. When he created man, he spoke to the earth. This was God beginning his divine takeover. He was taking the earth back. How many know the earth is the Lord's? And the fullness thereof. And the meek shall inherit the earth. That's our inheritance. Everybody wants to go to heaven right away. Well, let me tell you, when you go to heaven, if you go to heaven right now, you have no authority. You have no authority there. You have authority down here. And you know the reason why we have authority here? And the enemy does not have authority? Because he was created out of nothing. We were brought out of the earth. Our bodies give us authority in the earth. That's why God gave you a body, to have authority in the earth, to give humans authority in the earth realm. So when we walk in authority like that, our words carry weight. When you walk in submission to God's will and purpose and plan for your life, I like to say it this way. Let me say it again. If a flying saucer lands in your backyard or your front yard on top of your house and some little big-headed creatures get out and they're walking around your house or, you know, like they're trying to do something, just go outside and say, yo, you with the big head, what you doing here? Show me your birth certificate. Show me your passport. Show me what legal right you have here. He can't show you anything because fallen angels are here illegally. They are perpetrators. They are criminal. Amen. They are here illegal. Amen.
Thank you for joining us as we continue the faith crisis. Today's message is entitled Carrier of Faith. Between Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, something happened in the earth realm. There was rebellion, and this caused the earth to become dark. God did not create the earth dark. He is the source of light. Darkness cannot comprehend the light, and light displaces the darkness. Psalms 149:4 declares, "For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation." If you want to be attractive, become meek.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.